devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failure to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via IM feature so that we are aware that this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. Okay, you're very all welcome here this evening to this evening's meeting. First of all, it's with sadness that I have been made aware of the passing of a former Down councillor, John Finlay, of the DUP, who then went on to represent his constituency in Ballymoney in recent years. And our deepest condolences go to John's family at this sad time, and also my condolences to his DUP colleagues here this evening. Also to my Ulster Unionist colleagues, today is a very sad day for you and your party and the wider Ulster Unionist family. As you said, your final farewell to Lord Trimble, who sadly passed away this week and was laid to rest today. My deepest condolences to David's family, to his wife Daphne, his children and his grandchildren, and to his party colleagues and friends at this sad time. I would also like to refer to two recent sporting successes. Two very recent, in that yet again we have a couple of world champions in our midst in the district, in that both Ethan O'Kane and Rachel Carville from Cahill Fagan's Newry Taekwondo Club have secured world title crowns at the competitions of world championships in the Netherlands in the last 24 hours. And I believe that there are other young budding Taekwondo experts battling it out over the next 24 hours for further world titles. So no doubt we will give them a rising reception when they come back. So congratulations to them. And locally, I'd like to congratulate Kalevi Minor Ladies on securing the Armagh Division 3 title. There was a great excitement in our parish in the last few weeks on their success. So I'd like to congratulate them as well. Okay, I'd like to, Councillor Taylor.
Chair, yes. Chair, could I thank you, first of all, obviously for your expression of condolences to the Trimble family and to yourselves as Ulster Unionist Party representatives. It certainly has been a sad, sad time for our party, given the passing of Lord Trimble. Lord Trimble was obviously a statesman, a titan within unionism and a giant within local politics. And, you know, the courage that he showed during his years of leadership have led us to a lot better place in Northern Ireland, and, you know, a period of relative peace that we hope and pray is long continued. And we appreciate the fact that you opened a book of condolence last week to allow the wider community within the district to also pay their respects for a man that contributed a significant amount to Northern Ireland public life. Could we also offer our condolences to the DUP representatives at council here tonight on the passing of Councillor John Finlay. Councillor Finlay was involved in public service for a significant period of time, and his passing will obviously be a severe blow to his colleagues, and our thoughts and prayers are with them and Councillor Finlay's family at this sad time. So thank you, Chair.
Okay, Councillor Hannah.
Chair, I thought you weren't going to let me speak, because usually SDLP usually does them sort of things. Just to be quite honest with you, Michael, there, just on John Finlay. John Finlay has been a long-standing member of the DUP, and he has served in around Newcastle area and in the Down Council for some considerable amount of time. He is particularly well known within our circles. I know he'd be pretty much to the right wing of the party in that. but he is very well thought of, so he is within the party. And then around Newcastle area, and that area that he represented for many, many, many years, he did a good job. So he did. So that's what I wanted to highlight there. And just on David Trimble there, to be quite honest, the DUP would extend our sympathy towards the Trimble family and all those who are in the party. So I mightn't have agreed with David Trimble on the Good Friday Agreement, so I would there, but he was still a human being, so he was, and he does deserve credit for what he tried to do. Thanks, sir.
Minister McMurray.
Thank you, Chair, and certainly on behalf of Alliance and myself, certainly I pass on our condolences to Councillor Finlay and his family. And again, when it comes to Lord Trimble, sincere condolences to the family, Daphne, his children, his friends, and his party colleagues that we have here this evening. I'm not sort of plagiarise his words as such, but certainly whenever a man in this country can talk about a pluralist society for a pluralist people, I mean, I think that's something that many here can certainly get behind and understand and aspire to be. And certainly when it came to leadership, leadership also often talked about, it's not so much taking people that want to go somewhere, but the best leaders are people that take leader, people that they don't want to go somewhere, and certainly maybe even don't have the gumption to know where they need to go. And certainly Lord Trimble was a leader that's going to go down to one of the greats in this country. Thank you, Chair.
Councillor Sharman.
Yeah, Chair, thank you. I think just correct Councillor Hannah, he must be jet-lagged. I don't think the SDLP's never allowed him not to speak, so hopefully he'll take that back. Just on Lord Trimble, the SDLP would like to extend our thoughts to the Ulster Unionist Party. The work that Lord Trimble did with Seamus Mallon certainly will be remembered even before my time. And whenever I'm no longer here, it'll always be remembered, and the leadership and work that they did for Northern Ireland will always be acknowledged. And just on behalf of the party as well, we extend our thoughts to Councillor Finlay's family as well, who served up to 1996 in the old council as well. Thank you.
Councillor Murray.
Yeah, and just on behalf of the Sinn Féin group, we'd just like to pay tribute to the two men that have passed as well, the former councillor and David Trimble, who I think everyone would agree was an integral part of the getting the Good Friday Agreement over the line. And I think all parties have paid tribute to his work down through the years. Just if you don't mind, Chair, to pay tribute as well to young Councillor Michael Rice, whose grandmother passed at the weekend, so he's not at the meeting tonight, and just to have that noted.
Gladly, Baron, we all pass on our condolences to Michael at the sad time, the passing of his grandmother. Okay, apologies. At the minute, I have apologies from Councillor Stokes, Councillor McKevitt, Councillor Curran, Councillor Trainer and Councillor Gallagher. Do we have any more?
Councillor Anna McGuinness, Chair.
Oh, yeah. We have Councillor Tinley, Councillor McGuinness, Councillor Howell, and Councillor Rice.
Okay. Duly noted. Okay. Any declarations of interest? Sorry. Councillor Walker's an apology as well, sorry. Declarations of interest?
None, Chair.
Okay, none. Okay. Move on to item number 3, which is the action sheet arising from council meeting held on July the 4th, 2022. We'll go through them for accuracy. Page 1, page 2, page 3. Can I have a proposer and seconder for accuracy?
So proposed, Chair.
Proposed by Councillor Burgess, seconded by Councillor Sharvin. Okay, any matters arising? No. Okay, move on to item number 4. Item number 4 is the minutes of the council meeting held on the 4th of July 2022. We'll go through them for accuracy. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, On page 7. Can I have a proposer and seconder for accuracy?
Opposed, Chair.
Councillor McAteer, seconder. Councillor Burgess. Okay, any matters arising?
Yeah, Chair, just on
Councillor McAteer.
Yeah, just on the item of neighbourhood services. I'd asked about the new lorry fleet for the bin collections, and the chief executive was to get Mr. Castle to update councillors.
Apologies, Chair. I think I went on holidays directly after that council meeting.
Didn't we
Mr. Castle's is here, he will provide a detailed a briefing just to members. He'll email something out with the detail of expected timelines. And
you don't have anything at the moment then, Mr. Castle?
Chair, the early indication is the first refuse collection vehicle may arrive as early as September. Certainly the early autumn, we had an expectation. There was a lead-in time of about a year from the time of order. And some of the mechanical sweeping street cleansing vehicles should be here imminently.
Okay.
Sorry, members, it's remiss of me not to give a warm welcome to Andrew tonight. Andrew, you're very welcome. I welcomed you personally, but I should have welcomed you in the company of our other members. We wish you well in your new role, a very important role within council. Councillor Hannah, is it to do with the matter on the agenda?
It was to comment on the bin collections in general, Chair.
Could you take it up with the director directly?
Quite honest with you, Chair, I want to do it in the meeting because I tell you, at this moment in time, the bin collections have got to be a total disaster. It's one of the commonest things I have coming to me. Andrew will have a massive job to get this sorted out. And the new vehicles will help, so they will, but they're not their cure-all. There needs to be massive changes in there, so there does.
Well, if you various of specific interest, Glenn, if you could raise them directly with Andrew, I'm sure he'll take them up and follow them through for you. Okay?
Okay, thanks.
Councillor Riley, you have a question? Does it hit the agenda, Henry?
Yes.
Where?
Chairman, I was just on to ask Mr. Castles, when the new lorries do come, will it make a difference? And the reason I'm asking is, Glenn's already highlighted the number of complaints I'm getting, and I'm sending emails to council staff, not even getting replies. So you can imagine how frustrating it is for councillors, because it's us that's getting the blame. It's not management. The management's seeping out of the seams in this council, yet we can't manage anything. It's absolutely ridiculous the way this council's been run, Chairman. It's scandalous, and it has to change. And I hope Mr. Castles does have the courage to do what needs to be done, because we just cannot go on the way we are. Banbridge people, Rafaelan people, taunt us and mourn because their bin collection service is so good. And yet continually on social media, everybody's complaining about our service and mourn. And it just has to change, Chairman.
Okay, Henry. Okay, right. You can take it up with Andrew, no doubt, in the coming weeks.
Well, I've asked him a question. Will the lorries make a difference?
Right, okay. He'll pick it up separately with you, as I'm sure he will, over the number of issues in areas.
Chairman, this meeting's going to be over early. Why can he not, the manager, not be on record to answer a question from a councillor? Like, what is the problem with this council now? I thought you were going to change your attitude and not be like Sinn Féin and allow some democracy to take place in the chamber.
Henry, you've had plenty of input. And I've no doubt there'll be a paper brought back at some stage in relation to what Andrew envisages to do to improve the service. Well, I think it's only right that we allow him time to bed into the service. And it's no doubt I would ask councillors to engage with them fully on the concerns and issues that they have. And I've no doubt on the issues you've raised, Andrew would get back to you directly on it. Can I then move on to Councillor Owen, please? You have a comment?
Right. Thanks very much, Chair. The only wee thing I'm not wanting to be argumentative or anything, but I think certainly around here every single councillor all our phones have been ringing off, and so I'm not wanting to bring an issue in. I'm just really wanting to bring a comment. I know Andrew, as previous chair of the neighbourhood services and somebody who sits on that committee, I know Andrew's been fairly up to speed with a lot of the good work that the councillors and officers have been trying to make, but I think certainly somehow we do need to try and get it on the agenda because we're all getting it in the neck. Every single councillor, regardless of party, is all getting it in the neck. Certainly I am as well. So if there is a way that we could have a public discussion about this or make it available for all councillors, not just those that are in the chamber, but if we can actually have something public, that would be great. But thank you very much, Chair.
Yeah. Well, I've no doubt that Andrew will bring back detailed reports on a monthly basis to the Environment and Sustainability Committee. And that's the place where the detail will be discussed. And I'd advise all councillors, they're all welcome to go to that committee, to go and engage there. And if there are other issues will arise, they'll come through in the full and final minutes for each month. But I advise councillors, if they have concerns and are ready to attend that meeting, and I'm sure the chair of that committee will give speaking rights, if so wish. Okay, no more comments. No more matters arising. Okay, item number 5 is the minutes of the Audit Committee meeting held on the 19th of July. And we'll go through the minutes for accuracy. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6. The proposer and seconder, please.
Proposed, Chair.
Proposed, Councillor McAteer. Seconder. Somebody who's at the meeting. Who was at the meeting?
Seconded, Chair.
Councillor Murphy. Thanks, Councillor Murphy. You need somebody who was at the meeting to second it. Any matters arising? Councillor Sharvin.
Yeah, Chair, and it might have been when the meeting was organised or the turnaround time of getting it organised, but from my understanding, talking to my colleagues who did attend the meeting, you know, there's no quorum, so no decisions really could be taken at the meeting. So people turned up at a meeting where nothing could be decided and they just talked through the items. So maybe we need to be more conscious going forward of when time is and notice given, but because there's a lot of apologies and, you know, people may have had circumstances, but it's not good when people are giving up time for half a day during the day, you know, to talk about stuff that's not going to be decided on. So just want to make that comment, Chair.
Duly noted, Councillor. No doubt, and I'd like to encourage all the members of that committee to please attend. There's a lot of important issues discussed in that in relation to accountability and everything else. So it's very important that attendance is upheld by as many councillors as possible. Okay. Move on to no more matters arising. Okay. Move on to item number 6, which is the planning section. One page for accuracy. Can the proposer and seconder?
Proposed.
Proposed, Councillor McAteer. Okay. It was held in closed session. Are there any matters arising? No. Oh, okay. Move on to item number 7, which is the National Energy Action Annual Conference and Exhibition, held on Monday the 19th, to be held Monday the 19th September to Wednesday 21st September 2022, Birmingham Conference and Events Centre Holiday Inn, Birmingham Hill Street. Delegate fees 280 plus VAT. Flights and accommodation are extra. So, can we have those who are interested in going to contact you, Marie?
Yeah, sure. We would need to know today if there is anybody that is wanting to attend. Councillor Riley has expressed an interest.
Councillor Andrews, Chair, as well.
Councillor Andrews, Councillor Riley, any other expressions of interest?
No. Okay, if we could have a proposer and seconder just for Councillor Riley and Councillor Andrews. Yes,
opposed, Chair.
Opposed by Councillor McAteer. Can I have a seconder, please?
I'm happy to second.
Councillor Wong, thank you. Okay, item number 8 is the Nilgiri Regional Programme. If members wish to attend in relation to that, could they please contact Democratic Services? The brochure was included within the minutes. Okay.
Chair, can I just draw the attention there to the Nilgiri Programme? There's a lot of good work being done by Nilgiri, and this is an excellent programme, and there's an excellent one there on the Code of Conduct. I think some councillors need to go to that, because sometimes I wonder the way they behave, because Nilga is putting up a good show there, and there's one there in the Condensed and Planning Programme. It's an excellent programme. I done one of them last year, yes. And I think it should be that all councillors that's on the Planning Committee should attend it.
Yeah. Well, training and being across your brief is very important for all of us. So I think it's important that anybody who does want to go, please contact Democratic Services and that'll be facilitated. Sorry, Councillor.
Thanks, Chair. I'm only too happy to endorse what Councillor Burgess has said. In a way, sat in the elected members development group for a lot of years and still there. And I'm very much passionate about elected members development and any opportunities that are available for councillors to avail of and to, you know, gain knowledge and experience. I fairly encourage it, any member who's interested, to put their name down and go for it. Thank you.
Okay, well, the brochure's included in the pack, and anyone who wants to express an interest, please do to Democratic Services. Okay, and now move on to the items. Sorry, seconder? Terry, were you seconding that?
You proposed it?
Sorry, Robert Burgess, sorry, apology. Okay, proposed by Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Burgess. Okay, we now move on to the notices of motion. Item number 9 is the notice of motion from Councillor Devlin. Councillor Devlin, this will be heard of Council.
Thank you very much, Chair. So I suppose just in terms of reading the formality of the motion, this Council calls on the Communities Minister to immediately act and assist with the crisis within the private rented sector, which is particularly affecting our tourist towns and villages. That consideration be given to the reintroduction of the Living Over the Shop scheme or other such initiatives that would allow for vacant properties to be brought back to life for private rental. So right across our district, we have a housing crisis that everybody on this call will all know too well. Our council did take the lead in organising housing conferences, which you, Chair, have done significant work since coming onto council. However, the issue has been magnified in recent months. I take Newcastle as an example, but the same, I'm sure, can be said for many of our towns and villages across the district. I have noticed a marked increase in families seeking alternative accommodation as their current landlord has decided to either sell the property or opt for the holiday rental market. So the supply of long-term private rental has dried up significantly. So we have families who've lived in Newcastle, for example, their whole life, facing a horrendous situation where they don't know where they will be in a few months' time. We have parents unsure if their children will be able to return to their same school come September, as where they'll be living is so up in the air. This really concerns me greatly. We want people who play such an active role within our community to have a home and a future here. There are also maybe the long-term concerns about the viability of our schools in the future, clubs, etc., if our private rented properties are being retained solely for tourists. Now, I fully support tourism, as I'm sure nobody in this call will be surprised by. You know, I love how popular our area has become, which is why I'm certainly not discouraging tourism, far from it. But the Communities Minister must intervene and provide some alternative options or schemes to deal with the housing crisis, which we currently have not just in Newcastle but throughout many of our towns and villages here in our district. We require more affordable and social housing. We need schemes that tackle the dereliction in many of our towns and villages, as these properties, which could be utilised by these same families seeking accommodation. I know I mentioned in the actual motion itself the former Living Over the Shop scheme. However, I'm not simply focusing on that one scheme. I am calling for innovative solutions to tackle what is already a disastrous situation and one which is only set to worsen. I would welcome any such schemes which improve the local housing stock in our area. And the main concern of mine is obviously the Mourns, being a Mourns councillor, but I know of similar issues in Castlewell and Dundrum. I doubt many settlements across our council area and AOMB and around our beautiful coastline in particular are unaffected by this housing crisis, which now has just been exasperated by the Airbnb factor. I appreciate we have no executive, which I know is an absolute disgrace, and we're very much on record in that regard. But I do feel that the Communities Minister has a duty to act to assist these local families who are very much in need, Chair. And Councillor Andrews has agreed to second my motion, Chair. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Chair. I'd like to second the motion, which I believe is quite relevant, and especially in the times that we're now in. Action is now needed to avert more homelessness as a result of what's happening. And I believe that the likes of the Housing Executive and housing associations and other bodies and organisations should be lobbying for more funding from central government and elsewhere to deal with the housing shortage, to help get those affected, get them housed and get them homed. So I'm only too happy to second Councillor Devlin's motion. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Councillor Andrews. Now, Councillor O'Murray.
Yes, thanks, Chair. Not hugely supportive of the motion. Thanks, Laura, for bringing it. There is a. Can you hear me all right? Have I frozen?
Yeah, we can hear you okay, Bart.
All right. No, I think we can all acknowledge and identify the need for housing across the district, especially in some of the bigger towns and the city in Newry. We would like, if possible, that council could bring a paper back on planning considerations on schemes such as these. Laura mentioned the Living Over the Shop scheme, and of course it's only one of many different schemes that could be rolled out, and she referred to that as well. So if we could collate maybe a list through the Department of Communities of schemes that will assist with what the motion's intending to bring, and to see also what public land exists, I suppose, with the D1 process, and that we're able to make the most out of surplus assets, as it were, but to see is there any potential for increasing the housing stock within our district from what we already own and lands that are already there. So it's really just to examine all, because so if we could, we would like that if a paper was brought back to examine those two things, and again just to support Laura's motion. Thank you.
Okay. I've spoken. All right. So, bring a paper back.
Sure. We'd be happy to bring a paper back. I need to just look at and see what's the relevant committee to bring that paper
okay,
back.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out which committee to bring it back to.
Have to think about that myself.
Okay. No problem. There's no problem doing that. And as somebody who's pushed very hard the whole housing agenda here, you know, there's some great work been done, and maybe some of the papers that have been come through the housing conferences, the last two housing conferences, some of the work can be built on there as well. Who have we next? Councillor Hannah.
Chair, us in the DUP there would be happy enough to support Laura's motion. Just a few things, Laura, maybe. I'm not sure how you would solve this here. I know in Kilkeel, Lanaleong, and that, this part of the world, Newcastle maybe slightly different. Parking restrictions are an issue, because whenever you go into houses of multiple occupants and say, you're inclined to, you can maybe have maybe 10 different people living all with 10 different cars. I'm not sure if Newcastle would have the capacity, because there's nearly only parking on the streets left, so there is for all them. So I'm not sure about how that would all be sorted out. It would take a number of departments. There's quite a bit of work to be done on that. It probably would take direction, so it would, from the communities minister, to set some sort of a scheme up that could make this work a lot better. I know opening up over shops would help, but there's still, I know up around Mourne here now, it's got to be quite drastic. So there's quite a few people continuously ringing me because there's a lack of private rentals all the time now. So it does, and this is actually going to really translate at some stage into a massive problem there for young people, and just the private rental market's not there. Whether it's housing associations or whatever, it has to step up. It takes a substantial amount of money. But as you say, Laura, renovating possibly, you know, flats or houses of multiple occupants, say over at the top of a shop, could be done a lot cheaper maybe than going to the whole effort of that. But it would take, Laura, as Barra has said there, it would take probably some sort of a paper brought back, because there's all sorts of issues will start arising, because anybody that's in a house, there's very few people do not have a car. That's just one very simple one. So, Laura, we're happy to support this here and anything that can be done there to improve the situation on the rentals. Thanks, Laura. Or Michael.
Thanks, Councillor Hannah. Councillor McMurray.
Nigel, that turn on speak.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I'm entirely supportive of the motion as brought, and we welcome any papers. I suppose as well, it should be certainly within relation to living above the shops, perhaps where it is done well should also be taken into consideration, because sometimes, again, the solutions that are for our cities and such like can be also translated to some solutions for the towns too. Definitely happy to support the motion and whatever comes forward. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, Councillor Taylor and then Councillor McAteer.
Thanks, Chair. Yes, very happy to support the motion, Chair. And I do think the suggestion of working on a paper prior to making any representations to the department would be useful for us as a council to do, because it's okay, you know, for, you know, us to bring forward, you know, proposals regarding departments needing to be doing this, needing to be doing that, but we actually need to have some, you know, ideas ourselves. And each district has its own characteristics as well, you know, that are particular to that area in terms of how we can deal with some of these issues. Whilst there will be obviously issues brought forward by departments for the collective, you know, various areas within Northern Ireland, certainly our own district has its own characteristics, particularly in certain towns and things like that, where we have ideas that could be brought forward to assist in dealing with this issue. Certainly the Living with the Shop scheme is a good idea. It would assist with the regeneration of town centres. And would be a key component actually of regenerating those areas. I even see it in Newry, you know, would be a great idea, I think, and then there's opportunities for that to be explored. And if this is part of the way of doing that, certainly we would try and, you know, bring that forward so that it can come to fruition at some point in the near future. So certainly, you know, fully behind the motion and trying to bring forward some sort of, you know, progress on it, because it's an issue. A lack of executive at the minute does, you know, cause an issue in that regard in terms of being able to take things forward, because there are, ministers are really only caretaker roles at this stage and can't make major strategic decisions. But certainly if we can do our part to help, even certainly within this district, by bringing forward this motion, if that helps do that, certainly we're fully behind it. So happy to support it.
Thanks, Councillor Taylor. Councillor McAteer.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. And again, in support of our motion, just to say that I understand that there was a previous scheme which closed in 2009 due to budgetary pressures. Now, since that, there has been never as much pressure on local town centres and city centres since that. So there's been a deficit in the interim years, really, and about how the executive are seriously taking this. So it's a very timely motion. I think if then the figures correctly speak in figures of around 25% of vacancy in town centres at the moment, and some of the highest vacancies inside these islands. So we really need to address this very, very quickly before any deterioration or any further deterioration happens. Now, Councillor Murray mentioned that we need to start looking at vacant space, but I think we maybe have enough information, possibly from our own local development plan team, to have all probably already identified what we are talking about here in this motion. It's not about open space, really. It's really about the living above the shop. It's those premises that could have small units downstairs, but take in an income, given the right governmental intervention for the living space above. And I think that's what we need to concentrate on without getting sidelined into other work. So so I think we, as I said earlier, we may have enough work already done on this to be able to put a very succinct paper to the Department of Communities Minister when we're doing this. So, okay, thanks for that.
Thanks, Councillor McAteer. Councillor Devlin, would you like to sum up?
Yeah, thank you very much, Chair. And I suppose, bear with me a second, Chair. Thanks very much. It's interesting to hear everybody's sort of viewpoint there. And I'm happy to accept if Barra was proposing that was an amendment to the motion, I'm happy to accept that in terms of paper being returned to committee with the current schemes that do sort of exist that are available at present, and an audit of public land that's available at present within the district. But I still do want to write to the Minister now to register our concern as a council. As we know, we see tourism as our biggest economic driver, and we want to support that and drive that. But we also need to do this in parallel to that as well, that one's not being seen to be against the other, if that makes sense. So I think it's important that we do register our concern with the Minister. Councillor Hannah mentioned HMOs and that piece of sort of legislation. I see that as a very separate issue. I know one which I didn't actually highlight in this motion. I suppose this motion really relates to families and individuals as opposed to actually the actual formalised HMO route. I suppose just to reiterate, you know, people deserve a roof over their heads. It's a basic right. Many of these people I'm now dealing with actually do now have that full duty applicant homeless status. So there is an obligation and a requirement there for the Minister to try and do a bit more. I know that we're living in very difficult and challenging times, but at these times we do need swift action and innovative policies. So I do look forward to hearing from the Minister in terms of how soon we can see that positive action, not just here in the Mourns, but right across the north of Ireland. But thank you to everybody for their contribution, Chair.
Thanks, Councillor Devlin. Thanks for your motion. Item number 10 is notice of motion, amenity site height restrictions. Councillor Hannah, if you'd like to read out your motion and advise who will be seconding the motion in accordance with Standing Order 1616, this motion will be deferred to the Sustainability and Environment Committee. Councillor Hannah.
Yes, Council has installed height restrictions on the entry into amenity sites, which prevents higher vehicles through vans accessing the amenity site. Height restrictions should be removed immediately as they prevent a lot of ratepayers disposing of domestic waste at the sites. Councillor Henry Riley will be seconding it.
Okay, thanks, Councillor Hannah, and that'll go.
Just one other thing, Chair. Could I be made aware whenever that's coming up in the committee, neighbourhoods, or you've changed the name of it now? It's not neighbourhood services.
It's Sustainability and Environment Committee, and you get an emailed invite whenever it's been held, Councillor Hannah. Okay.
And Councillor Riley as well.
Absolutely.
All right, Michael. Thank you.
All right, folks, that's it for tonight. Thank you very much. See you at home.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks, everybody.
Slap.